Now, the Canadian technology company Nortel is to be subpoenaed by a US grand jury for documents relating to the company's financial accounts. The documents are being sought by the US Attorney General's office in Texas as part of a wider criminal investigation into Nortel. The company, which makes telecoms equipment, has twice delayed publishing its annual accounts, and last month it sacked several top executives. Joe Lynham has more.
Even by technology standards, Nortel shareholders have had the bumpiest of roller coaster rides over the past decade. In the late 1990s, the Canadian company employed over 100,000 people worldwide, making key parts for the internet and telecom sectors. Then came the dot-com collapse in 2000, and Nortel sacked more than half its staff, while its shares tumbled. By last year, things began to look up for the tech sector, but not for Nortel. It said it would have to revise its profits figure for 2003 downwards, but when it delayed posting these new accounts and placed key staff on so-called gardening leave, authorities on both sides of the Canadian border launched separate investigations. Then last month, Nortel once again delayed publishing its restated earnings and sacked the chief executive as well as other key executives. Julie Ireton is with CBC Radio in Ottawa.
Nortel, one of its biggest problems was it got so big so quickly, you know, buying up new technologies and new companies and all these new people, bringing them into the company, and yet there wasn't the kind of direction it needed at that time. And you know, so if you spend a lot of money and don't keep organized, and you hit a downturn, it did horribly. And also at that time, the person that was the chief financial officer of the company was the person that became the chief executive officer in 2002, and he's the person that was fired for cause just a couple of weeks ago.
Now the U.S. Attorney General has decided to subpoena key Nortel documents, and its share price fell to near all-time lows as a result. Although the subpoenas have unsettled the markets, Nortel executives still say that the fundamentals of the company are strong. It still employs 35,000 people and leads the way in telecoms technology around the world. Nortel may be down, but it's not yet out.
Now, having memories is generally very useful. They usually stop...